Hi, my name is Joseph Lewis.
And I'm LaShonda Lewis.
And you're listening to Life
and Love with the Lewises.
So, us, we're starting off our relationship. We just met, exchanged phone numbers, we're talking on the phone. And one of my most favorite memories of how we started to really get to know each other was we would pass notes to each other, and we would just write down different things, and it was really cool to get that from you.
Before that though, let's give you a little bit of perspective though, and why we ended up like passing notes to each other. So my side is that my parents were a bit strict. And so that means like I couldn't do anything, basically.
Yeah.
And then with Joe, his dad was a little more liberal, so it's like he could do a little bit more.
Yeah.
Definitely more than I could anyway.
Yeah, I mean I definitely had to respect the house. Definitely couldn't do anything that would cause, you know, him to be embarrassed or anything about my actions or whatever, but at the same time, it wasn't as strict, and so I couldn't just walk up to Shonda and just be like and start hollering at her and all that stuff, because I'd just get the mean side eye.
Yeah, my mom would kill you probably. You'd not be here.
I would just get the side eye. So we would exchange notes, and we, you know, I really got to understand a whole lot, and I think I also it also opened up just a whole new way of me explaining myself and who I am and my feelings and all that stuff through writing notes.
Although we called ourselves like dating, it was more like we were building a friendship first, because we got to know each other like on a super personal level, and there wasn't all that like extra, you know, stuff. There was no kissing, there was no holding hands, there was no hugging or anything. If there was any hugging, we would definitely have to sneak it. And oh my gosh.
I think one other thing that really helped was that there was no like social media and all that stuff. So
definitely.
So that was like a really cool, it was a really cool time. Like, you know, all that stuff was really just starting to pop off, and you know, internet was starting to become big and all that stuff. I didn't have like a whole bunch of contending things for my attention. I really dedicated time to sit down and read her letters and also respond. And I think that was really cool.
Yeah. And we would pass like, you know, these notes in church, and that was not the right thing to do. That was the sole reason why we were going to church when we were young. Like, because Joe's going to be there. I can't wait to look for his car because I know he's going to be there. He's going to have my note or whatever. It was really nice. We had like this notebook where we would write in every week. Yeah. So we would write every single day for a week, and then we would pass it. So we would have notes that would hold us over every single day for 1 week. And it was really, really cool. And we actually still kind of do that a little bit sometimes.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah, that was really nice. I think it's also really cool to come back to. For our 12th anniversary, we have a notebook that we said we'd write in. So we just gotta get back in the habit of writing that in. Because it's really a special thing to do. Is, of course, you can text, you know, little things, little love notes and stuff like that over the phone or the internet or email or what have you, but there's nothing like a handwritten letter from the person that you love. It puts a special thing on it, you know?
Yeah, that was a way that we were kind of similar. But there were some differences.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I grew up Southside Chicago, Roseland.
And I grew up in the suburbs.
She grew up in the suburbs, and definitely two different environments, and you know, just the overall atmosphere of how she grew up and some of the things that she was exposed to versus some of the things I was exposed to, just like real different. And so I think it was cool. It just, you know, it makes up, it all of that stuff contributes to who I am and who she is, and some of the values that she holds dear to her heart. Same with me. Mm-hmm.
Another one is, like, I was not allowed to date until I was 18 years old. And again, his dad was a little bit more liberal, right? What would you say?
My dad was, he loved you. He was like, oh yeah, you can, she's a nice girl, you can date her.
I mean.
And I really don't, I don't even remember what age he told me that, but I know I wasn't 18 yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he, like I said in the beginning, like he understood, like, or I guess we had an understanding that I was to respect him, and that I was to not, like, bring embarrassment or shame or anything. Because, like, seriously, the same guy that was liberal about me dating would be the same person that would throw me up against a wall if I was to disobey him or whatever. Make no mistake about it. He grew up full-blood Jamaican, and I've had my fair share of whoopings and beatdowns. Because seriously,
and
once,
you live to tell.
Seriously, one time he was like, you think you're a man? And that was like the last thing I remember after waking up the next morning.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But I mean, that all of that stuff, the way you grow up, all of that stuff is, it really plays a part of how we date, how, you know, our, that experience, you know, growing up and our family background, our culture.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And how we raise our kids too.
And you're right. And how we raise our kids. That's definitely something that we're going to talk about, you know, later on in maybe in a few more episodes, just addressing backgrounds and what we bring into the marriage.
Right.
Because sometimes some of that stuff doesn't come back or resurface until maybe 3, 4, 5 years down the road in your marriage. And some of those things you have to reconcile.
Yeah, and it can definitely affect you for sure, man. Yeah. So Joe kind of talked about when his dad said that he really liked me. I mean, you know, I understand why. But my mother definitely could see that we had something going on and there was some attraction there, or me having a crush or whatever. And it was a little bit more than a crush. And, like, she was not having it, okay? Not having it. She wanted you to stay as far away from me as possible.
Yeah. And I mean, that was due to her experience, you know? And those are all things that play a part. But eventually, she cut the reins and we were able to date.
The reins were like half cut. I wouldn't say like cut. Full cut. Like, she wasn't like, just do whatever you want. Oh, no. At 18, we were finally able to date. I mean, it was really nice. We went, I think Joe said this in the first episode. We went to the movies for our first date and we saw Hitch.
Yeah.
And
I remember that date.
It was pretty nice. That was a really good movie. It was pretty funny.
That was awesome.
We liked it.
We had a couple memorable dates. I remember this one time we went to the zoo, and I mean, like,
yeah,
I mean, sometimes you think nothing of some of these places, but it's who you're with when you're spending this time together, you know. Yeah. That makes it real special and all that stuff. And we went to the zoo. I remember one time. So like I said, I lived in Chicago. She lived in Schaumburg.
Yeah.
If I wanted to come see her, I would have to take two buses and two trains just to come see her. And I was willing to do it.
Ladies, and that's how you know that he's the one. When he's willing to, like, take two trains and all that stuff, just go all in just for you, that's how you know. Like, if he's not trying to put forth any effort to try to, you know, be with you or, you know, to make you happy, he's not it. That's not the one. But, I mean, we were young, and he was, like, it seemed like he was sure.
Oh,
would you
definitely
say you were sure?
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
When you were 19.
I think as the years went by and we really started to grow up and find out what's important in life, because, like, and it's crazy to say that, like, you know, at 18, you know, 19 or whatever, you know what's important in life.
Yeah.
But I think for us, we especially me being like the older sibling, her being the older sibling.
Right.
I think we were a little bit more mature in our thinking at that time. And we also went through some things individually that made us, you know, realize like, hey, this person that I'm with is, they have my best interest at heart. I've never experienced anything else, you know, that anyone else that's treating me this way or whatever. And it's just like, and so, and I had that with her.
That's kind of uncommon too, for people to feel like, oh, I'm in love, like real genuine love. Like, we're not talking about lust. We're not talking about infatuation at 18.
Yeah.
You knowing like this is someone that I want to be with.
The lust was there.
Oh, well, but you also had love though, so it's a little different.
No, yeah, I think, but it was definitely.
Yeah, like yeah. I can think of like times before, and I'm like, I have never been with someone that treated me the way that you treated me, and I'm talking about like even family too. Like I could understand what love was, you know, when I met you. It was different. It was really different.
Yeah, it was way different. I can think of a specific time that I was in the room, I was in the bedroom, and I was looking at LaShonda, and I was thinking, it was literally like I could see my life in front of me.
Was this recently?
This was in 06.
Oh. Oh gosh, we'll get to that story.
Are we jumping to ahead?
Yeah.
We are. We are.
Yes, oh my we gosh. Are.
All right. I'll save it then. You go ahead.
All right. So, sorry guys, we had to backtrack. So, we finally started dating when I was 18, he was 19. And then like a couple months later, 8 months later, I remember it was on my mom's birthday.
Oh yeah.
We broke up. Like yeah. We went through all these years of finally able to be out in the open, you know, with our relationship, because we hid it for a very long time. I hid it. I don't think you hid it.
So
I hid it from him.
So I think this was a point where we started to, I think without explaining it, we started to understand like the concept of balance, because I think we were too unbalanced in what we in our relationship,
mm-hmm.
where it was starting to like spill over into, like, I know for me, I could be in my class and thinking about LaShonda or reading her notes or writing back to her when I'm supposed to be doing something else, or I'm going to church, but I'm going to church to see her and not necessarily going to church to, you know what I'm saying? So it started to like become unbalanced, and I think we both felt it.
For me, I definitely can say it was kind of like you were an idol in my life, and I see, you know, the Lord really as important to me, and I knew that like I was thinking about you more than I was thinking about him. I was thinking about you and like love songs more than, you know, I wanted to pray or I wanted to talk to God or anything else.
Yeah.
Like my mom has this joke that I went to the University of Joseph Lewis.
Hey.
Like, that's how much I was talking about him and thinking about him and drawing his last name. I mean, y'all, I was obsessed. Like, it was too much, to be honest. So we decided, it was really hard too, because I cried. I don't know if you cried, but I cried when we had to break up.
No, I definitely did. And I think at this time, I had just started living on my own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was with, well, I wasn't on my own. I was with my brother and another roommate and everything. And it was just weird. It was a weird situation. It was a weird time. I never felt that much like, it was pain.
Yeah.
Cause this was, you talking about my first love, you know, this girl I've known for at least 4 to 5 years at this point.
Yeah.
And you know, all of a sudden, you know, we can't be together, and like it's not like one of us said, you know, I can't be with you. It was like a mutual thing. Like we both felt it. It was crazy.
Yeah. And so like the journey kind of continued. I want to say it was like a month or a couple months where we had broken up.
It was from August until April.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was from August until the following year, April, because... and I think we kind of still kept in contact, but
it was different.
Yeah, it was different.
It was way definitely different. I ended up in a situation where I was on my own. I decided I could not live at my parents' house and I wanted my freedom. I was 18 and I felt like I couldn't really do anything. So I decided, you know, I'm just going to try to do this on my own. And, you know, it really wasn't a good situation. And throughout that period of my life, I had Joe there. We were quote unquote friends, but knowing that we were kind of longing for what we had before, but he was always, you know, there for me. And we had met at we met at a train station.
Yeah.
And we had this long talk about, you know, things that were going on in his life and things that were going on in my life. And we kind of had a real heart to heart, and we decided to talk again.
Yeah. I remember at that point I was searching for something that was on the same level as what I had just lost. You know, like I wanted my girl back, you know, and
aww.
And like, you know, I was talking to some you know, some other person, and it wasn't the same.
No, she wasn't Shonda.
Nah. Wasn't the same, and you know, like,
how was your destiny?
Hey. But I remember that day we went to the train station and everything, and I really talked to you as a friend. Like, I went there.
Yeah, you did.
I went there, and I didn't have no other agenda. I really just wanted to be there with you,
because
mm-hmm. I legit loved you. I still loved you, and I still love you. But yeah, I remember that day, and I was just like, you know, we had that heart to heart, and I really just tried to help.
Mm-hmm. And you did. You really did.
And then all of a sudden, like maybe about a month later, that was April. And then like a month later or May, we got back together. We went downtown.
Chicago. No, we got back together that same day.
It was not the same day.
It was, because we went downtown.
That same day. Oh, it was. Yeah. Okay. I guess it was that same day then. It was that same day. But I remember going downtown.
We got back together.
Yeah. I remember going downtown. See, this is what happened when you start getting up past 10 years. Things become foggy.
Oh, my God. Well.
But I remember we went downtown, and I was like...
We saw the fountain.
I was pretty much like, hey, I want you back.
Mm-hmm.
And we never looked back after that. We never looked back.
That's true.
Yeah. And so here we go. So... I was sitting in my room.
No, let me tell it.
Okay. No.
I'm going to tell my perspective.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm sitting. Oh, you go first?
Yeah. All right.
So
let's start from, didn't you take me to the mall or something? You took me to the mall and you took me to K Jewelers. Was it K Jewelers? It was whatever, K Jewelers. And you were showing me rings and stuff. And I'm like, ooh, it's going to be fun. And so I could tell you're trying to get a feel like what kind of rig I would like or whatever. Smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Yet again. Anyway, and then we came home and he decided he didn't have a ring. He didn't purchase it, which was fine. You know, we were dating. I had already knew that you were going to be mine. Like, we were going to be married.
Mm-hmm.
And you popped the question to me. No ring, no show, no frills, none of that. And it was beautiful. It was authentic. It was real. It was amazing. And I said yes. And then I'll tell you why it was the worst day ever. After
But hold up though.
After his. is.
Isn't that crazy though? Because like sometimes, you know, we have these expectations, these fantasies about when someone will pop the question to you and what's it going to be like and, you know, where are you going to be at and where your family, you know what I'm saying? You got all these things, but like I was seriously sitting in my room after we came back from the mall, just looking at her, and I could see my whole life in front of me. And I don't know, man, something just like rose up in me, and I was just like, let me, I'm just going to ask her. I was like 100% serious. I didn't plan it out or anything like that. And I didn't ask her at the time. I didn't ask her family's permission, but I just knew, that this woman right here in front of me was it. She was it. And so I was just like, I said some words. I forgot what I said.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But I asked her to be my wife, and I was 100% serious. I was 100% committed. Did not have a ring, but I had more than that.
At that time, it didn't matter.
Yeah, I would say I had more than a physical representation of what I felt in my heart. So
let me tell y'all why it was the worst day ever, okay? Joe proposed to me.
I wasn't thinking about it.
On July, no, no, I'm sorry, June 6th, 2006, y'all.
What is that on the calendar?
Hold on, let's let them think about this. June 6th, 2006. Let me put it in numerical order. Oh, 6, oh. 6, 06. Take away the zero. 666. No. I'm not telling people that I got engaged on 666. Oh, no. This is not the way that our marriage is going to go. So we decided that we were going to change the date.
So I did we did it officially. We did it officially. And I went and I, you know, went and met with her parents. And, of course, they asked me, like, hey, why do you want to marry my daughter? And meanwhile, Shonda is like shaking downstairs. She's scared, she's nervous,
because at that point it was official. You know what I mean? Like, it was official before, but like, he's in there talking to my parents for a long time. They're literally asking him questions, and I could hear it, and I'm like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
he might actually say no now because he's being interviewed. But
nah, you know? I love them though. I consider them my parents. They had her best interest in heart, and you know, like any parent, they want to just make sure that their daughter's future is secure with the person that really, really loves them.
Yeah.
I remember that night, and shout out Tiffany. She sung us a little song after.
It's my sister.
After it was, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. That happened a few months later.
But. Yep. And then a few months later, I called you, and I was a little nervous because somebody.
Oh, man.
We were pregnant during our engagement. And
I guess we decided to celebrate a little early.
Yeah, that didn't go over too well with the parents and things like that. But we had full intentions on being together, being married no matter what. So yeah, having a child was. No, definitely.
So when she first told me, I was scared as heck. Like I at first I really legit did not know what to do. And then after I was able to like just settle down and I understood the situation we were in, I think every man has memorable moments of when they elevate to, you know what I'm saying? Like when they step up, you know, like I think every man has an opportunity to step up and be the man that they're called to be, mm-hmm. own their situation and really just like step up. And I felt like that was my moment to really step up and really just like, be like, hey, you're my woman. I'm taking care of you. I got you. We in this together. And I'm glad that I was mature enough at that time, mm-hmm. because I definitely, it definitely could have went another way.
Yeah.
But I remember that moment vividly, and I told my dad, and I was also scared to tell my dad, But he was, I think one thing that really did it for me, he was really proud of how I stepped up and I acted like a man in that situation, through the fear and all that stuff. So
I was really proud of you too, because, already I grew up without, my biological father, and I promised myself that I would never let that happen to my children. And so that meant a lot to me. Either way, I was going to make you stay because I'm just playing.
She's crazy, y'all.
I'm crazy. But, there was a lot of obstacles and emotions and planning a wedding when you're pregnant, when you're young, when you don't make enough money. Yeah. But it was still beautiful. It was like the hottest day of the year. Do you remember? But it was so beautiful.
I don't think the AC was working in the
church. It was broken, and it was so hot in July. Oh my gosh, but it was so nice. I had my sister and my brother there with me.
But hold up. Like, I remember, so we had church service, and the wedding was to be afterwards.
Yeah, it was on a Sunday.
We got married on a Sunday, mm-hmm. y'all. And so I'm sitting there waiting, and I'm like, where's she at? I thought she was seriously going to, like,
stand you up.
Stand me up.
That's funny. But, yeah, I was a little late.
Yeah, but.
But I was worth waiting for.
Yeah, definitely. My heart skipped a beat when I saw you coming through, and I was like, oh, man. But definitely, I'm so grateful. I'm really grateful of how all the ups and downs and the struggles of dating and, just like the whole dynamics of our backgrounds and all that stuff
and what we went through.
Yeah. It all brought us to that day one of marriage.
And what that was like. So first years of being married with a baby.
Yeah. So when she, like we said,
what that's like.
So when she walked down the aisle, she was 3 months pregnant. And so we had about 6 months to prepare. And it was, it was like from day one, we were in it. We were like, we're newlyweds, we're a family, that was really exciting. So
stay tuned for episode number 3 when we talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Keep it locked.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Thanks for listening with us and here on the podcast. And
if you haven't subscribed, what you waiting on?
Yeah, let's go. All right, you guys.
Peace out.